This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I have Trooper Tammy Wellborn here in the studio. How are you today, Tammy?
Excellent.
Now, this is news to me, but apparently today is National Speed Awareness Day. So what exactly is that?
Correct. Today, Wednesday, July 27th, is Illinois Speed Awareness Day. And so on this day, we just want to bring awareness to what speeding does out there on the roadways and in our communities, and remind people to just leave a little early and slow down.
Now, the press release that you guys sent out just has a whole list of nasty things that speeding can do when you are driving. Let's go over some of those highlights there. So what are the negative side effects if you are driving too fast?
All right. When speeding, there's a greater chance that other road users will misjudge how fast you're traveling. And of course, speeding extends the distance required to stop a vehicle in emergency situations.
Now, as far as accidents, does speeding have a negative impact? Like, well, let's say you were in an accident. If you were speeding, chances are that accident is going to be worse, correct?
That's right. In fact, speeding is one of the top four traffic violations that are causing fatalities on Illinois roadways. And an alarming fact is this year as compared to last year in this district, we are at a 127% increase on traffic fatalities, speeding being attributed to several of those.
Now, what are some ways that the ISP is kind of educating and enforcing the public about these speeding laws?
All right, we're just bringing awareness, reminding folks to, at the very least on this one day, to be mindful of their speed and slow down in hopes that that will create a habit for every day. We'll stay close to those speed limits.
Now, usually when you think of speeding, you think of just being out on the highway, you know, going 5 or 10 miles or, you know, 5 or 10 over the speed limit. Now, I'm guessing that speeding probably has a negative impact if you are in, like, residential city areas as well, correct?
Right. It's a problem on all roadways. In fact, 45% of the total lives lost in Illinois from motor vehicle crashes were in rural areas, right where we are now.
So especially like when there's, you know, during a growing season, when there's corn and stuff blocking your view around corners and whatnot.
Yes. That comes back to the increased stopping distance and not being able to stop in an emergency situation whenever a car may pull out from one of those intersections because the corn's high and maybe they couldn't see you.
And then especially when we have kind of adverse weather conditions, of course, Illinois, we have our terrible long winters with lots of snow. I would imagine that it would be especially important to watch your speed when you have like rain or snow out there.
Yes, speeding too fast for conditions is definitely a problem in those adverse weather conditions, snow, ice, even wet roadways.
Sure. Now, this has happened to me a lot when I've been on the highway. If I've got someone who is tailgating me and they're trying to go really fast, I'm driving the speed limit, what should you do there? Just kind of get out of their way, or how would you handle that situation?
Move over if you can. Allow them to pass around on the left. Don't let the people behind you push you to go faster than your comfort zone or where you know you should be at.
Alrighty. Now, any other tips for drivers as far as keeping that speeding down to the speed limit?
All right. We just ask that we all do our part by taking a proactive approach to prevent fatalities and reduce injuries on our roadways by being aware of our speed and obey the speed limit signs all the time.
Okay. Once again, I've got Trooper Tammy Wellborn here in the studio with me. Tammy, thank you for your time today.
Great. Thanks.